if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
We run a concept contest every year, and anybody can go to the website, lcftra.org, and enter an idea for the float.
Do you have an idea that might work well for a float in the 2019 Rose Parade? La Cañada Flint Ridge Tournament of Roses Association would like to hear from you. Nonprofit La Cañada Flint Ridge Tournament of Roses Association, or LCFTRA, is one of only six independent float builders called self-builds who design and construct their own floats for Pasadena's Rose Parade. And even as New Year's Day 2018 approaches and they put finishing touches on their float for this year, LCFTRA is conducting a float concept contest for the following year's entry. Now, 2018 is a landmark for LCFTRA. The 40th year they've entered a float in the Rose Parade. According to their website, their first year was 1978, and they have so far won 26 trophies and counting. Pam Wiedenbeck is LCFTRA's treasurer, and we spoke briefly at their float barn as their 2018 float was in the final decorating stages, just a matter of days before Pasadena's 129th Rose Parade. Pam, please tell me the story of what we have right here behind us. What is this?
This is Pandemonium. The parade theme is Making a Difference. And so this float celebrates the fact that the giant pandas are no longer on the endangered species list. So these baby pandas have gotten loose in the jungle, and so they're basically tormenting all the creatures they can find. A snake, a turtle, a monkey, and there's a bunch of butterflies, and there'll be simulated waterfalls and everything, but it was basically to say pandas are no longer endangered.
Which is wonderful. How did you come up with this concept?
We run a concept contest every year, and anybody can go to the website, lcftra.org, and enter an idea for the float. We give hints on what the 2019 parade theme will be, and all you have to do is write three or four sentences and say what you think a good float would be. And we get about 100 entries a year, and then we have an association meeting the Saturday after the 15th of January. We whittle it down to three or four that the artist then sketches.
And how, when you whittle it down to three or four, do you wind up with the winner?
Then all the construction people, the deco people, everybody sits down and says, can we build it? Can we animate it? And is it funny? And if we find something that meets all those criterias, then that's usually the first selection that we take to theme draft. We usually have two or three because you never know what's going to get thrown out.
You can build this, you can animate it, it's funny. What are the first steps then to making Pandemonium?
The first steps to Pandemonium is having the artist designer create the color rendering, which is up front by the desk. Once the color rendering is there, then construction tries to create engineering drawings, and deco starts trying to figure out what are all the pieces that needs to be decorated. Once that's done, then it's ordering materials, both what's going to be ordered for the deco materials and then lots of steel.
What did you have to order for deco materials on this one specifically?
This one's got a special material for the panda fur. It's a fungus. It's a marine fungus. It's called fat choy. It's used in various specialty soups. It's horrendously expensive, so we had somebody actually negotiate because we needed several hundred pounds of it, not several hundred ounces of it. And what it is a really spongy fungus. As long as it doesn't get wet, you can spread it out and apply the fur. So it's the first time we've used it, and it's rarely been used in the parade because it is so expensive.
Where do you get fat choy, and how much is several hundred pounds of it going to set you back roughly?
Several hundred pounds set us back about $800.
Wow.
And we found a market in, I think it was in one of the It may have been one of the Chinese towns out east on the 60. A market. They found a market. They found a woman who was willing to negotiate, and we went down and had to pay cash for it.
I've never even heard of fungus called pak choy.
I had never heard of it either, but I think that it's going to give us the effect we want.
It's the 29th. Where are you right now with what you want done on Pandemonium and what's going to have to happen between now and parade time?
Actually, they're pretty much on schedule. One of the things they'll do this evening when it's cooler is start to put together the floral arrangements that'll go on the float. They'll wait as long as possible with this hot weather. Last year, we froze our butts and they got to do it early and put them in the reefers. Right now, all the exotic flowers are in the reefers. The only things that are out are things that still need to open. So they're pretty much, they're in good shape.
What time does the float have to leave the barn?
Well, that's a discussion this year. Because the opening show for the parade is set up, the set is going to be set up at Green Street, which usually is float convoy. And this year's float convoy from our direction is going down Walnut. So the idea is they will reach Walnut around 10 p.m., which means they'll probably leave here 7:30-ish. And then Pasadena Police Department will put together a convoy of us, Burbank, Sierra Madre, and the floats that are down at Rosemont, and then take them in separately.
I can't wait to see this on New Year's Day.
I can't either.
What's one of your absolute favorite stories from this year about working with Pandemonium, your 40th float?
There are so many stories. The fact is we designed and made the butterfly wings back in June, but nobody could decide what the bodies looked like until the first week in December. So all the butterfly bodies got made in the last 10 days. Although the wings have been done for ages.
I'll be looking forward to seeing this. Pam, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Pam Wiedenbeck, treasurer of the La Cañada Flint Ridge Tournament of Roses Association. If you'd like to enter LCFTRA's Float Concept Contest, you can submit your ideas for their 2019 float from now until Wednesday, January 17th at their website, lcftra.org. As Pam says, you don't have to draw it, just write 3 or 4 sentences that clearly outline what you have in mind. The winner gets 2 tickets to the 2019 Rose Parade. Once again, that's lcftra.org. And don't miss La Cañada Flint Ridge's 40th float entry, Pandemonium, as it makes its appearance in the 129th Rose Parade on January 1st, 2018. The 129th Rose Parade starts in Pasadena at 8 o'clock that morning. And Happy New Year.
And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening.
Subscribe to Over Coffee through our website, twomavericks.com. That's 2, T-W-O, Mavericks, M-A-V-E-R-I-X, twomavericks.com.
And you can contact us at twomavericks@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.